You know how sustainability is on everyone's lips these days? It's like, it's become, well, a bit of a buzzword.
Right.
But in aviation, it's not just a trend, it's a necessity. And today, we're going deep, really deep, into how one company, Collins Aerospace, is tackling this challenge, not with vague promises, but real action.
And what's fascinating is Collins, they're a giant in aerospace, right?
Operating.
And they're not just making small tweaks here and there. They're going for a complete system overhaul.
Exactly. It's everything. We're talking the materials they use, how they design and fly their planes. And luckily for us, we get this insider perspective from a 2022 interview, Lynn Ridgway. She was their VP of sustainability at the time. It's an aviation maintenance magazine. And trust me, this isn't just greenwashing. Ridgway lays out a concrete plan, and it's already in motion.
And that's where things get really interesting. It's more than just sustainable fuels, though those are definitely on the table. But we're also talking lighter materials, totally new designs, even using big data to make flying smarter.
Okay, before we get ahead of ourselves, let's take a step back. Ridgway herself is an interesting choice to lead this charge. She was in charge of Collins Information Management Services. They use real-time data and AI, to make flight routes more efficient.
Right.
Then she was key in integrating BE Aerospace, which is all about making lighter components for aircraft interiors.
You know, that's not a coincidence. Having someone with that kind of broad experience, it means they see how everything connects. It lets Collins approach sustainability holistically, weaving it into the entire company. It's not just some side project.
And it really does feel like sustainability is part of their DNA. Ridgway even calls it an imperative, not a choice. And she's very clear. The time for action is now, especially because aviation, well, it's a tough nut to crack when it comes to going green.
Oh, absolutely. Think about it. Airplanes need these super energy-dense fuels, and they fly for decades. Even if we found a perfectly clean way to fly tomorrow, it'd take ages to retire all those older planes.
It's like turning a giant sh around. It's a
Oh,
slow process.
exactly. It takes time and a ton of effort.
And that's why Collins' commitment is so impressive. They're not shying away from a challenge. They're running towards it. And Ridgway, she's got a vision to get there. She lays out this four-point sustainability roadmap. She calls them the four A's.
Okay, I love a good framework. Hit me with it. What are the four A's?
The four A's are connected ecosystem, alternative power, advanced structures, and integrated solutions. Let's unpack these one by one, starting with connected ecosystem.
Makes sense given Ridgway's background with data and AI.
Exactly. They're using real-time data and AI to optimize flight routes, make them more efficient. Even small adjustments, you can save a ton of fuel when you're talking thousands of flights every day. They even went and acquired a company, FlightAware, just to boost their capabilities in this area.
So working smarter, not harder.
Yes.
Finding those hidden efficiencies, the ones that can make a real difference. Kind of reminds me of how on the ground, optimizing logistics and supply chains, it can really cut down a company's carbon footprint.
Okay, ready for the cool stuff. Alternative power. This is where things get really futuristic. Think hybrid electric planes, even all electric.
Now, that's thinking big. That's got to tie into their partnerships, right?
Absolutely. They're working with some big names, Pratt & Whitney, the Raytheon Technologies Research Center, to develop these new power systems. But it goes beyond just the engines. They're designing the entire aircraft system to work with sustainable fuels, thinking about the whole picture.
It's like they're making sure planes are ready for, well, whatever fuel takes off in the future.
Exactly. And they're not just waiting around, they're building that future. Remember that $3 billion R&D budget we talked about? They're investing in some seriously cool projects.
Like what? Give me the good stuff.
Okay, picture this. Hybrid electric planes. Not just an idea, they're actually building these things. Electric motors, designed specifically for aircraft.
Hold on, how does that even work? I get a hybrid car, but you can't exactly plug in a jumbo jet midair.
No extension cords needed. Think of it this way. The electric motors, they assist the regular engines, especially during takeoff and landing. Those are the phases that use the most fuel.
I see. So less reliance on those gas-guzzling engines overall.
Yeah.
But how much are we talking? A small improvement or something more substantial?
Get this. Large commercial planes, they could see around a 5% reduction in fuel burn. But, and this is big, regional aircraft, those shorter hops, up to 30%.
30%? That's huge, especially with those regional routes becoming more and more common.
Right. And they're not just talking about it. Collins partnered with Pratt & Whitney Canada, built a Dash 8-100 demonstrator aircraft, put the tech to the test.
Wait, they built a whole plane just to try this out. Now that's commitment.
Yeah, they're serious about this. Yeah. Now get ready for this. Remember those all-electric planes I mentioned? Well, Collins is working with a company called Hybrid Air Vehicles to develop something called the Airlander 10.
The Airlander 10 sounds like something straight out of a movie.
It kind of is. It's a hybrid airship designed to be the world's first zero-emission aircraft.
Zero emission. As in nothing at all. How is that even possible?
That's the plan. Right now, it uses regular engines, but the cool part is Collins is developing the electric motors to replace them.
So start with hybrid, then go fully electric down the line.
Right. Phased approach, which makes sense. Let's them test things out. By 2025, they want to swap the two front engines with electric, so it'll be hybrid electric. Then by 2030, all four engines electric. Zero emission.
23rd, that's not that far away. I'm marking my calendar.
Yeah.
But okay, electric planes are exciting and all, but they're not the only way forward. What about making existing tech, you know, like the good old propeller, more efficient?
You're right. Can't forget the classics.
Yeah.
And Collins hasn't. They made a big investment in their propeller systems division over in France, focusing on making propellers even more efficient.
Why propellers? They seem, I don't know, kind of old school compared to jet engines.
Don't underestimate them. Jet engines get all the attention, but propeller planes are still super relevant, especially for those shorter regional flights. They're already fuel efficient, but there's always room to improve.
So Collins is trying to squeeze every last bit of efficiency out of them.
Yeah, and they're thinking about how these better propellers might be powered by sustainable fuels, hydrogen, even electricity down the line.
Smart move. Hedging their bets.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what we'll be using for fuel in the future? Maybe we'll all be flying on sunshine and rainbows.
Hey, I wouldn't rule it out. But speaking of the future, what's cool about Collins is they're not trying to go it alone. Collaboration is huge for them.
Yeah, that makes sense. Sustainability in aviation isn't a solo mission. It's a team effort.
Exactly. They're working with their clients, other big companies, research institutions, even government agencies.
Any examples of that in the interview?
Definitely. They mentioned working with clients on a materiality assessment, basically
right.
Figuring out what sustainability really means for them, their priorities, their concerns. They've also signed some major industry agreements, the Clean Sky 2 Joint Declaration, the Clean Aviation Joint Undertaking.
Those sound pretty official. What are those all about?
Their commitments by the aviation industry to work together towards some ambitious sustainability goals, sharing knowledge, pooling resources, you know, setting common targets. And Collins is right there with them. They're even part of something called Aviation X Lab, which is all about speeding up innovation in aviation, especially when it comes to sustainability.
So it's a joint effort to figure out how to make flying less harmful.
Exactly. But here's what really impressed me. It's not just about what they're doing for their clients. It's how they run their own shop. They're walking the walk when it comes to internal sustainability.
You mean reducing their own environmental impact at their facilities and such?
You got it. They're looking at everything, energy use, waste management, the whole nine yards. For example, they've started using solar power at some of their locations, which has significantly reduced their reliance on fossil fuels.
Solar seems like a no-brainer, especially with the resources to invest in it.
Right. But you'd be surprised how many companies still drag their feet on it. But Collins, they're not just slapping a few solar panels on their roof and calling it a day. They've made some serious progress in cutting their carbon emissions across the board.
Like what? Give me an example.
Okay, check this out. At their propeller facilities, they've managed to cut CO2 emissions by 45%. And they did this while also expanding their business and workforce.
Now that's impressive. It shows you don't have to choose between sustainability and business growth. You can have both.
100%. It's about those win-win situations. And their sustainability push goes beyond just carbon. They're really focused on water, making sure they're using it responsibly.
Every bit counts.
Yeah.
But I mean, a 45% reduction in CO2, that means they really overhaul their processes, not just a few minor adjustments.
Yeah, they're serious about change. And speaking of commitment, how about a 94% waste recycling rate?
94%. Are they hand sorting their trash over there?
Maybe they've got a whole team of recycling ninjas we don't know about. But really, it shows they're not just talking about sustainability, they're living it. They're taking real steps to shrink their environmental impact. And not just going for the easy stuff, either. They're tackling some of the tougher challenges head on.
Like what? Give me an example.
Well, there's their work with chemical alternatives. they're putting a lot of effort into finding safer, more sustainable replacements for some of those harsh chemicals used in aircraft manufacturing.
Which chemicals are we talking about here?
One big one is hexavalent chrome. It's really nasty stuff, highly toxic, carcinogenic, but it's been used a lot in aerospace because it's great at resisting corrosion.
Oh, right. Hexavalent chrome. Isn't that the stuff from that movie, Aaron Brockovich?
That's the one.
Yeah.
Well, because of stricter rules, especially in Europe, Collins has been working hard to develop and use processes in their facilities that don't use hexavalent chrome at all.
So they're being proactive, not just waiting for someone to tell them they have to do it.
Exactly. And the best part is, a lot of times these alternatives are not just better for the environment and their workers. They often work just as well or even better than the old stuff.
Sounds like a win-win all around. But, you know, thinking back to those alternative power sources we discussed earlier, the electric planes, the hydrogen stuff, it strikes me that Collins is deeply involved in that side of things as well.
You read my mind. Remember how we said Collins has this multi-pronged approach? Well, they're not putting all their eggs in one basket when it comes to the future of aviation fuel.
Smart. It'd be risky to bet on just one solution this far out. So what else are they looking into beyond electric?
They're working closely with Pratt and Whitney, their customers, and some of the other big players to develop systems and solutions for aircraft engines that can run on 100% sustainable aviation fuel, or S for short.
SAF is definitely a hot topic right now.
Yeah.
But a 100% SAF engine, that'd be a game changer. Why isn't that a thing already? What's the holdup?
It's kind of a chicken or the egg problem. Airlines are hesitant to go all in on SAF because right now it costs more than traditional jet fuel. But then the production of SAF is limited because the demand isn't quite there yet.
Classic catch-22. But companies like Collins actively working on engines that can use 100% SAF, that could be the push the industry needs.
That's the idea, building momentum. Show everyone that SAF is the real deal, a long-term solution. And this is where Collins' wide range of expertise comes into play again. Remember how they're involved in so many different parts of aircraft?
Oh yeah, they're like the Swiss Army knife of aviation. They do it all.
Exactly. And that puts them in a unique position to collaborate on another exciting front, hydrogen-powered aircraft.
Hydrogen, wow. Now that's what I call a clean fuel. But isn't hydrogen, you know, incredibly flammable?
Mm-hmm.
I'm suddenly reminded of the Hindenburg disaster.
I hear you, but those hydrogen tanks are built like tanks, you know? They can take anything. But yeah, of course, there are technical hurdles and safety concerns with hydrogen, but the potential is huge.
Totally. I'm all for exploring all the options. But let's not forget about the less glamorous side of sustainable aviation noise pollution. It's not just about carbon emissions, right?
You're absolutely right, and Collins is on it. They're doing a lot of work on developing quieter planes, specifically by focusing on something called nacelles.
Nacelles. Now, remind me what those are again.
It's the housing around the engine. Think of it like a giant noise muffler for the engine. By making the nacelle better at blocking sound, they can significantly reduce how much noise an aircraft makes, especially during takeoff and landing.
Ah, got it. But why is less noise such a big deal?
Well, for one, it makes life much better for people who live near airports, but it also affects fuel efficiency and emissions. Quieter planes can use more efficient takeoff and landing procedures, which can save fuel and lower emissions. It's a win-win-win.
It's all connected, isn't it? Quieter planes, happier people on the ground, and a healthier planet. Who would have thought noise reduction could have such a big impact?
It's like the butterfly effect of the aviation world. But here's the thing I find so fascinating about all this. All these innovations, all this progress toward a greener future for aviation, it's not just good for the environment. It's good for Collins' business, too.
Ah, now that's what I'm talking about. When sustainability and profitability go hand in hand, it's not just about being ethical, it's good business sense.
Absolutely. And I think that's what makes Collins Aerospace such a compelling case study. They're proving that sustainability isn't just something you have to do. It's an opportunity to innovate, to grow, and to make a better future for everyone.
Well said. It seems like Collins Aerospace is definitely a company to keep an eye on.
So it's not just good for the planet, it's good for their bottom line. But let's get back to that idea of what the future of flying might look like. You know, with everything we've talked about, Collins' projects, their investments, their focus on teamwork, what's your take? What will it be like to board a plane in, say, 2050?
It's like trying to predict the future, right?
Yeah.
But if I had to guess, I'd say get ready for quieter planes that use way less fuel. Powered by a mix of things, electricity, sustainable fuels, maybe even hydrogen. Remember that Airlander 10? Maybe those hybrid airships will be everywhere.
No, that's a future I can get behind. And don't forget about those super lightweight materials, you know, those thermoplastics. It's kind of wild to think that we might be flying in planes made partly from recycled plastic bottles. Talk about coming full circle.
Right. From trash to travel.
Yeah.
But seriously, I think it's safe to say that flying in 2050 will be totally different from what we're used to. And thanks to companies like Collins Aerospace, it'll be greener, more sustainable, and hopefully a much better experience for everyone.
Couldn't have put it better myself. Well, folks, it looks like it's time for us to start our descent and wrap up this deep dive. We've covered a lot of ground today, from amazing new technologies to really forward-thinking business strategies.
I really have. It's been eye-opening, for sure.
I think the biggest takeaway for me is that a more sustainable future for aviation, it's not some impossible dream. It's within our grasp. And that's something to be hopeful about, don't you think?
Absolutely. It's not science fiction anymore. It's happening right now. That's pretty refreshing.
Well said. So until next time, thanks for joining us on this journey into the world of sustainable aviation.